Hey, it's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast. Of course, Taylor Swift dropped some major news, so we had to cover that. Ben, it's the vacation they all want, but maybe it's not the time for it.
It's not the right time. It's not the right time.
But more importantly, Kelly, maybe it's time for you to
go on some sort of... I'm fine. We're fine. Everyone's fine.
And then your most embarrassing sunburns is wildly more entertaining than I ever thought it would be.
Hits closer to home, too, for Mr. Ben Davis.
Yeah.
Enjoy your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Hi there.
12-12 last night on August 12th, New Heights Podcast posted a little video teaser with Taylor Swift. The New Heights Podcast is Travis and Jason Kelce's podcast. It was only a matter of time until they managed to get her on the podcast.
I wanted to show you something.
Okay. What do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS on it.
Yeah, so Taylor is sitting next to...
Thank you, Jason, for describing that for those of us that can't see.
Right, right.
That's
great.
Jason, he's a pro.
Jason is a pro. He is. Taylor's sitting right next to Travis.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS-12!
Yeah, so there it is. Yep, so she is going to announce her new album.
Didn't she just release one? I feel like she just released
Torture Poets Department.
Yeah.
No, that was I guess that was a year ago, April 2024.
It felt soon.
So it's her 12th album, Life of a Showgirl. And so already people are diving into what could be. Including she created a playlist on Spotify that includes only songs that have been produced by Max Martin. So she could be, the speculation is that this album is going to go back to being produced by Max Martin as opposed to the guy from Fun. I can't, his name escapes me. But anyways, yes, Taylor Swift.
Didn't Max Martin do a lot of NSYNC songs? I felt like
Max Martin has been around for a hot second.
And yeah, I feel like he was very big in the boy band era.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so she created this this playlist on Spotify that has a bunch of the Max Martin songs that have been produced, like, you know, Bad Blood, Blank Space, Delicate, which is one of my fave Taylor Swift songs, Gorgeous, I Did Something Bad, I Knew You Were Trouble. So, like, all of those, 22, those are all Max Martin-produced songs. So, last time they worked together was when they did Reputation back in 2017. So
I feel like, too, because they're dropping the whole podcast episode at 7 o'clock Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're going to get way more of getting a sense of Taylor and Travis.
I'm kind of excited for that.
This is really the first time you're going to see them interact, like, as a couple.
Like a couple, right.
Right next to each other.
Yeah, and she obviously feels like this is a safe space for her.
Well, yes.
Because she's there with the Kelce brothers. And,
sure.
And so...
And Jason's a professional.
Yes. Yes, he's a big teddy bear professional.
He's a big teddy bear professional. He leads the podcast.
I mean, his wife is doing her own thing, too.
Exactly.
So, like they know how to communicate.
Yes.
Those two. So
it's going to be cute. I think the Swifties are going to explode. With excitement.
I would say so.
They're already exploding with excitement, but I think watching the entire... That may crash the internet. It may.
I mean,
people
I think
trying
that's
to watch
probably
this thing all at the same time.
What these boys from Cincinnati are hoping.
Very calculated.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Life of a Showgirl. Yeah, I mean, everything that she's done in her entire career has been very calculated. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it looks like, you know, this one, she's kind of... She's having fun with it.
Yeah.
also really solidifying her and Travis.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
This is about as bold. She didn't do anything like this with
any
of her
other boyfriends. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But do you
Very
hear?
Bold.
But do you hear the excitement when she says the title?
The Life
yes.
of a Showgirl.
TS 12.
Yeah. He is. I mean, Travis goes TS 12. Jason's like, yeah,
hype squad.
I know,
right?
I know exactly. Yes. Exactly. So, the information that we have and all that is up WDJX.com. You can see that, but, good on her, good on them. And she's wearing the same headphones in the podcast that I'm wearing right now. So,
oh, wow. You're practically
twinning. Oh, that's so fun. WDJX.com. All right. So coming up this hour, I had why my wife texted me in all caps. You've trained your life for this.
It's so great to have that kind of support.
You've like trained your entire life for this.
She's your Jason Kelsey.
This, yes, right, 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 exactly. Everybody's got to have a Jason Kelsey in their corner, right?
Exactly.
Right.
I thought it was me. It's really her. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're up there too. So,
sure. Okay.
Anyways, that a little bit later on this morning, and then a feel good story coming up next. Yeah, you can see Tate McRae sing that live in Nashville. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So you won't believe what scared a bear out of this woman's home in Vancouver.
Hit me.
So there's security footage of the entire thing. Kayla is the woman who owns the house.
Mm-hmm.
Scout is who chased the bear out of her home, a vicious 6-pound Pomeranian.
I was surprised, but also he's scary when he's mad. It was around noon, and I was in the washroom getting ready.
Oh!
He came sprinting around the corner, and I just saw the bear running out of our kitchen, and he chased it out of the house. He just likes to assert his dominance, or like, we'll call him the alpha dog.
Yeah, the bear's like, I don't need any of this smoke right now.
I'm not about to mess with that tiny Pomeranian.
I was just wanting some honey.
That bark sounded fierce. Get out! You are stranger danger. You are not supposed to be in my yard. That's probably exactly what Scout was saying.
Yeah.
If I could translate the barks. But it's 6 pounds.
I do like those videos of like little dogs like that or
yes.
cats.
Well,
like swatting at.
They're 150 pounds.
Right, right.
I mean, and Scout is so fluffy and adorable.
He's
so cute, but just vicious. He looks like a little lion.
Mm.
And that's what he is. Maybe he thinks he's a lion.
That's right.
He says, get out of my kitchen.
That's right.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Okay.
See the story. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show on X.
So I was having to take a plane recently. Well, I had to make a connection because nothing from Louisville is a direct flight, it seems. And the connection was about an hour away. And now typically, if I'm landing at 2, the next flight boards at 3, I should have plenty of time.
You just have to walk through an airport, right?
That's right. So I'm flying into Dallas, and Dallas is a huge, huge airport.
That does add to the scenario because it is ginormous.
Yeah, but still, I felt confident in everything.
Sure. Might even have time to get a little snack.
Yeah, why not? We're landing on time, maybe even a couple minutes early. So I'm like, everything's golden. And then the captain gets on the PA and says, hey, we've lost our ability to steer.
Oh.
So we're going to have to wait for a tow truck to tow us into the gate.
That's awesome.
So I was like, all right. And so the
ETA on that?
Yeah, exactly.
ETA on that.
Exactly. Flight attendant kind of gets on and is like, yeah, you know what? I mean, these things usually take about 15 minutes, 20 minutes at max. And then we'll have you into the gate in no time. All right. Those of you who have a connecting flight, you know, you should be good. He's like, I've checked the itinerary of the people who are on this plane. And it looks like you should be able to still make your connecting connecting flight.
You're saying should be able to.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't sound 100% confident.
Right. And so I'm sitting there on the tarmac. Time ticks, time ticks. And then finally, probably about 35 minutes later,
and you're still sitting there waiting for the tow?
We get a tug. It's not just like 5 feet to the gate. It's probably a half a mile to get there.
Oh, the plane's heavy.
Right.
So it probably wasn't moving fast.
And the tow truck doesn't have diesel, gas, jet fuel engines on it. So it's cruising along. So I'm sitting there going, okay, all right. So I'm doing the math in my head. If I get off here and I'm able to run, I might still be able to make it before 3, before the plane boards,
like
right?
You're mapping out exactly in the airport you got to go.
Exactly. So
where
now
the gate is.
It, of course, the way Murphy's Law has it, we enter at gate E, my flight leaves in gate B.
Oh, gosh,
which is completely on the other side of the airport.
You need to take a train.
Oh. Yes, exactly. So I'm texting my wife during this time, and she's like, "You've trained for this moment."
You've trained for this moment.
Like running, right?
So you're a marathoner. Half marathon.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
you can do this. Like all caps. You've trained for this moment.
But did you say back, "I'm not a sprinter"?
So I jump up. I get out as quickly as possible. I have a carry-on.
Did they let all the people with connecting flights go first?
A backpack?
First?
No.
No? Oh,
and I absolutely start booking it. I am running upstairs where there are escalators. Can't be bothered. I am feeling it in my chest. It is burning like fire, like you've never felt before. I'm able to get on a train. It gets me to gate B. I'm running, and I get to the gate, and they're still letting people on, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I made it. I text my wife. I'm like, I made it. And she's like, wow, great, congratulations. And I show them my ticket, and they're like, we have closed the gate. Your seat has been given away.
What?
I said,
oh no.
But I have a ticket and you're still letting these people on.
Yes.
And listen, that's the entire sentence I got out of my mouth because there were other people that were in the same situation that had gotten there too. I don't know how they got there quicker than I did because
they were on your flight? They were on your same flight?
Or they were on a flight, whatever. But they were yelling at this gate agent like, you don't have kids! This is blah, blah, blah! So, I guess. To make a long story longer.
Oh, that is a really bad day for that gate agent.
Oh, and by the way, they just said, you're going to have to talk to the ticketing agent, deuces, because we got to get on this plane because it's got to leave. And I'm like, without me!
Oh, wow.
So,
and you would think that the pilot of your previous flight was getting on the horn and got some passengers that are going to be cutting it close.
Right.
You need
right.
to hold the seats and the flight for these people. No?
Yeah.
None of that?
Yeah. I thought, okay, they know that there is a delayed flight. They're going to hold the flight for at least 10 minutes.
At least.
No. But I just...
And they gave your seat
they
away.
They did. They gave my seat away. And I'm like, I hope that person gets a tummy ache.
So all the standby people are like...
Yep.
I'm
yep.
getting called out yep. off the bench.
Standby, got their...
I'm going in, coach.
Got their due. Thankfully, I was able to get on a later flight, and I was able to leave still that day, but man...
How long did you have to wait, though?
2.5 hours for the next flight to go out, so...
Dinger.
I mean, it could have been worse, but I...
Oh, that is awful. They need to look and review their practices.
But I got there, and I was literally winded. I could still feel the burning in my chest like I had sprinted a half marathon.
You shouldn't have to sweat that they're going to give your seat away. Though,
well,
especially if I'm going to go ahead and throw the pilot under the bus a little bit that he didn't do his due diligence and call it in. If you know that there are people on your flight that have connecting flights, and you call the gate and say, hey, we got such and such passengers that are coming. They're here. They're going to be in the seat, so don't give them away.
Yeah.
But I'm fired up for you, and I wasn't
thank
there.
You. Yes, I know.
I don't care. I don't even have a real idea. I can't fly.
So that was my little flying. Chuck E. Cheese, still open on Hurstbourne.
Beloved
Charles E. Cheese. Yes,
Charles
exactly.
Charles E. Cheese. dancing games.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah. This is Setting the Bar Story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your arm caught in a game at Chuck E. Cheese and then adding salt to the wound. Instead of anybody helping you, they just film it to go viral.
Oh,
then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. And this is not a kid.
No.
It's not a kid.
No. It's an adult from NBC4, New York.
Imagine your most embarrassing moment, and it's all caught on camera. And, oh, by the way, it's going viral as well.
Oh, God.
That's what happened to a woman when she went to Chuck E. Cheese in Burbank.
No, in California, yeah. So, listen, we don't know her name. We really can't see her face, thankfully for her. But she decided to go in this game called Snow Day. Now, I don't know much about this game.
I think it just, like, you have to put snowballs in a hole.
Okay, well, she decided that she was going to stick her arm in that hole.
Yeah. Okay, why are we doing that?
I don't know. No one knows why she did it.
Okay.
And so she got her whole arm stuck inside that hole. She was trapped. She couldn't move. Plenty of people were around.
No,
instead of offering to help.
No.
They took out their cell phones.
I just got to get this on video.
Yeah,
for sure.
Gonna have to do that. Firefighters were called 22 minutes later to rescue her. She was actually fine. She even remained in the Chuck E. Cheese. And,
oh, she hung out?
Yeah, hung out.
Let's play some more games,
with
kids.
The old fam, yep.
And the fact that she was reportedly uninjured makes this less of a first responder emergency story and more of a, boy, I wish that had gone differently story.
Absolutely.
But then listen.
As for the Burbank Fire Department, they turned down our request for an interview. They told us this is a nothing story, and they simply didn't have time to talk with us about what happened.
They're like, listen, quit calling us about this Chuck E. Cheese story, all right?
Wow, this is a nothing burger.
So,
like, move on.
So, yeah, basically, people are unclear as to whether or not she knew what she was doing, or she, like, kind of fell into it, or maybe she was just trying to retrieve something that had fallen into it or whatever, but...
Like
nonetheless,
maybe she lost a ring.
Yeah.
Or something. Maybe that flew off.
I mean, we can live in speculation world all we want, but we may never find out unless she comes forward and says this is what happened. But
bold move that she decided, you know what? I'm staying. I am not going to let this embarrassing moment, 22 minute long moment, like, deter us from having our
right.
family fun.
Right.
Let's just ignore the out of order sign that they've now slapped on that game. Sorry, kids.
Yeah, sorry, kids. That was me.
Let's just hang out.
I mean, you see all those videos of people trying to stick their hands in, like, the claw machines.
Sure.
To get stuff
or
out.
Kids literally crawling inside.
Right, right. These are all things not to do. All
yes.
right. There you go. That is your Setting the Bar story. Let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Samantha, in quote, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I need some real talk here because I'm about to lose my mind." My husband, Kyle, in quotes, has been unemployed for a few months now. He's been applying like crazy, but it's just rejection after rejection.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
And, yeah, I get that it's discouraging, but now he has this idea that we should take a vacation using our savings so he can, quote, clear his head and come back ready to crush some interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told him absolutely not. That money is literally what's keeping us afloat until he lands something. He says a few thousand dollars won't matter in the long run and that we deserve a break.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I'm over here thinking, food, bills, rent.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I get him to see that now is not the time for palm trees and piña coladas without sounding like I'm crushing his spirit? Thanks, guys. I'll be listening.
Well, Samantha, once he gets his big job, it'll be a drop in the bucket, right?
Yes, but maybe we use that as motivation. Once you land that job, babe, then we can go on vacation.
No, then we celebrate again.
No. We wait to celebrate because, again, we need to eat. We need to keep lights on.
It's just money.
Just money that keeps lights on and food in our bellies.
All right. Well, maybe it's not a few thousand dollar vacation. Maybe it's a $1,000 vacation. You know, maybe it's Maybe you just scale it back a little bit. Let the guy clear his head.
Go to Kentucky Kingdom.
Go to Kentucky. We have
it's like a vacation.
Go to the Kentucky State Fair. We have tickets.
The State Fair. There you go. You can eat some fine cuisine. Mm-hmm. There are maybe you're right. They can just do like a little weekend of fun and then motivate him. Use that as like the carrot on the stick to motivate him. Hey, get that job. And then we can go on a vacation to celebrate and relax a little bit more without feeling like we're throwing the money away that we need right now.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. You can call and I don't know. You've probably been through something like this. You know, this isn't a unique situation. So sure. Tell us how you navigated that, especially if one of you was like, hey, we still need a break, or if one of you lost your job before a already planned vacation, you know?
Yeah, and we've actually been in that situation this year. Like, my husband is the type that needs toes in the sand.
Right, sure.
It, you know, just needs that for his soul.
Mm-hmm.
And we just haven't been able to do that this year.
Yeah.
And it's crushing him. So, yeah, I get that need, but I think if there's a way we can convince him just wait a little longer.
Oh, we'll I already use know it what it's like in your house.
Celebration for when know. You get the job.
I already know. Hey, honey, let's just take a weekend. Weekend, get toes in the sand. Kelly's like, no.
Nope. Because no. I got my third accident. We're not doing that.
But if anybody needs a vacation, it's you.
Yes. No. Listen, this has been one of our worst years on record with stuff that has happened. So yes,
this would be the time. This would be the time to take a vacation.
Yeah, no, we just absolutely cannot. Nope. We need lights on.
Kelly, Samantha, we're going to pause your situation here.
Because we need to focus on me.
We're going to focus on Kelly. And convincing her that she needs a break. All right. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way with group therapy. We're dealing with two different situations here, group therapy. Samantha, our listener who reached out about her husband, Kyle, been unemployed and kind of wants to take a little vacation. And Kelly.
No, we're not dealing with me.
Who wasn't able to... Or put the clamps down on her husband from getting his toes in the sand because
it just didn't work out this year.
Their situation.
It didn't work out. We got lots of things going on, but it's not about me. It's about Samantha.
Well, we can solve two at the same time, Kelly.
No, we can't.
Who would I be if I didn't at least try to lend some loving support for you in your situation?
No, we can deal with that another time off the air. But this is Samantha's spotlight. She came to us. This is her time.
Right. Samantha also knows that, listen, your name's on the show. And if Kelly's not firing at all pistons,
then this is
an issue.
It's fine. We're all fine. Everything's fine.
So, Kelly.
Mm-mm. No. Uh-uh. We've had some things going on.
No, I understand. But wouldn't sitting sticking your toes in the sand.
Do not make it worse. You're making
with a little
worse.
Margarita in your hand.
No, you are making it worse. You're
and
making it
the
worse.
The ability to just close your eyes.
No, I was
and
just fine with it.
Listen
I wasn't even thinking
to
about
the
it.
Ocean and drown out all the noise that's happening here. Wouldn't that just make
husband.
Things better, Michael? Listen to
listening.
Me, Michael.
No.
Listen to me.
No, no. The kids are back in school. The window's closed.
Nah, it's not closed. You could take a weekend.
No.
Destin's not far.
It's way too far to drive for a weekend trip. Plus, I don't have a car. We're not going
you just
in a
fly.
Sedan.
There you go.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right,
it's
so
fine. We're fine. It's going to be
anyways,
fine. We're back to Samantha.
We'll pause Kelly's situation. We'll come
put
back to that. We'll put a pin in it. We'll come back.
Come back to it. No,
Tony says, I take the weekend vacation idea. Plenty of places close by. And Kelly, girl, you need a vacation. Toes in the sand. Make it happen. Like,
listen, Tony,
like you
it.
Said, it's been a year. You can't make time unless you take time. Tony the welder coming in hot.
I can't. We can't do it right now. We can't. We have too many things going on. I appreciate you.
Again, Samantha, your name's not on the show. We got to make sure Kelly is right.
Wow. Samantha, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to hijack your time in the group therapy spotlight. It's really...
Sometimes we got to work out stuff too, Samantha.
Not the time, though. This is Samantha's time. We need to try to convince her husband. We need to put a pin in it. We need to pause.
No. So I'm gonna kind of agree with a bunch of other people and something that I suggest. Maybe it's a smaller vacation. Maybe it's let's take the big couple $1,000 vacation. Once you land that thing, maybe right now we just take a weekend trip, maybe do something a little scaled back. If you can compromise, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, like a bed and breakfast cabin. A lot of people suggested that. You could do that.
Maybe you could do that. Maybe you
camping.
Maybe you could go to Red Rocks. Maybe you could go to something that's close. Maybe in Kentucky. Maybe they're in Indiana. Whatever. But
now, see, Joy says maybe you need to sit down with him and go through your finances. Kind of gently let him know what bills come out per month, how much you have to put back in savings. Mm. Show him what you're going to have to pull out of savings to cover the bills right now, and that it's just not financially responsible to do that. And, you know, hopefully do it as politely as possible so he doesn't get upset and feel like you're blaming him for the situation you're in.
Right.
Yeah, just to say, you know, a vacation isn't necessarily needed to get your mind together. She says, I've got a son who's been looking for a second job for 7 months, no callbacks. He's applied at over 50 places. So it's a little tough. Just be understanding with what he's going through. He is working at it. It's not that he's just sitting around playing video games.
Sure.
He's out there pounding the pavement.
Mm.
And I take him for a little night out. Get him a massage. Oh, yeah. Get him a massage.
A massage at a place.
If you can
compromise and scale back the thousands of dollars of vacation and just do maybe hundreds of dollars right now, and then maybe look at something later once you land that big job, then we can all celebrate.
Yes, like 6 months.
Is that cool with you, Kelly?
Having a job and then you celebrate with a bigger trip.
Is that cool? Are you good with that?
Sure.
Okay.
Do something a little smaller scale.
Okay, are you listening to your own advice?
No, I'm not going to the beach right now.
are you listening to what you're saying?
We'll delay it. We'll just maybe.
All right, well, Samantha, hopefully we helped. Compromise, I think, is a good thing to look at right now.
Exactly. But maybe he's just not fully aware of the financial situation. And if he is, and you sit down and kind of make a goal, like maybe, you know what? Dream about vacations. Get a list of places you want to go, and then.
But don't suck the fun out of life.
Put a dream board together for your next vacation. Like, this is going to be our big reward when you get that job, and then we can breathe.
All right. Great. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy. Time to play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. We're going to introduce you to Erica calling us from Cordon. Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hey.
Some stats on Erica. She's got brown hair, is 5'3", drives a Lexus, works at a hospital, and is married. How long have you been married, Erica?
16 years.
16 years, yes.
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 How are you keeping that magic alive?
A lot of patience.
Patience. That's
yes.
good. All right.
Yes. Patience keeps the sparks alive.
Erica, you and Kelly sound boring.
Maybe so.
All right, it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three magical stories. Your task is to determine, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult at the time?
All right, you ready?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
I passed out in my neighbor's treehouse and had to have the fire department rescue me.
Whoops.
Awesome.
All right.
That's exciting.
Sure.
Passed out in the neighbor's treehouse.
Drunk adult. What are you thinking, Kelly?
Yes.
I mean, you think treehouse, little kid. So I think we're going to go the opposite. Drunk adult. Yes.
Both of you saying drunk adult. Okay.
Yes.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep,
yeah, you
were. Got it. Yeah. You got it. Yep. Drunk adult.
I got hammered and crawled up in my neighbor's treehouse. I ended up passing out, but didn't remember ever climbing up there.
Okay.
So when I woke up, I was so confused. I was scared. I guess I broke the ladder when I first climbed into the treehouse. The fire department was called. They got me down. And then I was quickly arrested by the police.
Oh! Must not have been your...
That was a plot twist.
Yeah, I was going to say. Must not have been your place. Okay. Erica, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
Got to do a shouting match with a statue.
Shouting match with a statue.
Okay.
Really could go either way.
Sure.
I think drunk adult.
Drunk adult again.
I'm torn on this one.
Mm.
But I'll stick with you on drunk adult.
I was a very little kid.
Little kid.
Oh, an angry little kid. Why were we mad?
I thought it was a really quiet person being rude.
Oh.
Took me a while to realize it wasn't going to respond.
Yeah. Why are you not talking back to me?
Hey.
Didn't your mom teach you manners?
By the way, you're dressed very nicely, but you're still not paying any attention to me.
Are you even breathing?
Erica, you're so talkative today.
I'm sorry, I'm a little
It's okay.
Are we multitasking? Okay, she's multitasking. All right. She's just
remember,
like,
she works.
Just get this over with because I have a life and work to do.
Listen, Erica, remember she works at a hospital, so she could be, you know, putting an IV in right now.
Are you working on a patient right now?
No, I have a daughter that it's the first day of school, and we're juggling things right now.
Oh, okay.
Gosh,
all right.
That's a big deal, too. Okay, all right.
I was thinking, you know, she's got her phone on her shoulder, and she's putting in an IV.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take your blood pressure
it's
now.
First day of school. Hurry up!
All right, fine. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult. Here we go.
I got kicked out of a museum for knocking over an astronaut display.
Whoops.
Oh.
Little kid.
See, I was thinking drunk adult.
Erica, have you ever heard of this museum in Iceland? It's a museum that
Don't take the bait.
I would love to go to sometime.
No, you don't.
Just out of pure sheer curiosity. Do you want to know what it is?
Don't ask. How old's your daughter?
She's 18.
Are you talking about the penis?
I got my aunt.
Of course I'm talking about the penis museum.
Dang it.
It's the Icelandic phallological museum.
Phallological?
Phallological museum. Yeah, it's penis museum. Anyways.
That's
great. All right.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is. Wow.
Yeah.
Erica, you did terrible. 1 out of 3.
I had a few bottles of wine and went to a museum with my boyfriend. I climbed the security rope and tried taking a selfie with a huge astronaut display.
Oh, my gosh.
I lost my balance and fell into the display.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. All right.
And he's like, honey, we're not ever going to have a museum day again.
Yeah.
You can't behave yourself.
Well, you know what, Erica? 1 out of 3 is normally a terrible score and a losing score. But, hey, we're
on a curve, though.
We are happy that you just participated. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
All right. Little kid, drunk adult. By the way, if you've got a great story that you would like to be featured in this bit, we want to hear from you.
Your little phone, put the voice note app, open that. Just, you can tell us your story. Give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
So my daughter spent the better part of 10 minutes roasting me yesterday. She was just sitting on the couch, flipping through my Instagram.
Dang it, did you get this on video?
On 99.7DJX, no, I did not. She had my phone, that's why.
Ah. Gotcha.
She had my phone because I exclaimed that, oh gosh, I got a comment from a big brand on one of my videos. And so I was showing her and she was like, oh. And so she started just like mining my Instagram.
Oh no.
And then just started absolutely roasting me. And she was like, I cannot believe I'm going to delete this video of my embarrassing tan line.
Chat, be honest. Do you see a tan line?
And it's, sometimes I'll run with my hat on backwards, and it showed a sort of like half circle on my forehead.
You're precious.
And it's,
you didn't put some sunblock on your porcelain white skin?
Yeah, like I didn't.
You're a ginger. This is not your first rodeo.
Right. So I was like, "Hey, fam, you know, is this? Be honest. Does this look like? Do you see anything here? Is this a sun? Is this a tan line?" Jacqueline,
you needed to ask ChatGPT that.
No, the chat. Like in the chat,
in the
replies.
The chat.
Yeah. Jacqueline said it's there, but it magically disappears when you put your hat on backwards.
There you go.
Marlise, our coworker, said, yes, no, wait, no, well, maybe a little sorta, kinda if I squint real hard.
No, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Haley said, oh yeah, clear as day. Kenny said, sorry, bro. Gary said, no, Ben, no tan line, a burn line. Yeah, I'm a ginger, so we don't really tan.
Yeah, it's not tan, it's burn.
We burn. Christine said, yep, it's there. So anyway, so she was going through and going, I'm just going to delete this video.
You just save yourself the embarrassment. Why did you put that out there?
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Yes. Because your embarrassment is my embarrassment.
Right. That's kind of
what
she was saying.
She was saying yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And just all in all cringe. And I get it. Whatever. You know, that's what parents are supposed to do, right? But I want to know, what's your most embarrassing sunburn? Because I'm going to have this, I don't know, you can kind of still see it a little bit.
Oh, it's better.
It's better today.
It's better.
It was worse 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But it's better today. It just took, you know, just took a little bit of time to...
Sunscreen.
To get right.
Sunscreen. You should wear sunscreen every day on your face, especially you. I put it on every day.
Yeah.
And I don't run the risk that you do with burning as quickly and as violently.
No, I get it. I should.
Yeah.
You're literally starting to sound like my daughter now.
Get a little sunblock.
Yeah.
And you can moisturize, too, at the same time.
Right.
Moisturizing.
Right. Thank you. So,
skincare.
Most embarrassing sunburn. I don't know if a big half crescent circle...
It's awkward.
On your head, on your forehead.
Because you can't cover it up with makeup.
I can't cover it up with makeup.
I mean, you could.
I literally had to wear a hat yesterday just to let it go and absorb into...
Buy yourself some more time.
Yes, give me just a little bit more time until I could...
It fades.
I could have... I could be seen in public again, so... if you've got a funny story, I'd like to hear it. 502-795-1997.
Got some ones coming in already.
All right. We'll get some of those stories coming up next. 99.7 DJX. I had an awkward sort of sunburn on my forehead that is finally starting to fade, but my daughter was literally roasting me about the video that I put up on Instagram.
Chat, be honest. Do you see a tan line?
Bless your heart. She's like, Dad, delete that. That's so embarrassing.
She's like, I'm going to delete that. That's for sure. So what's, do you have a story? Most embarrassing sunburn story?
Okay, wait. Jen, she just texted in, put a leftover bachelorette party decoration on my friend's back when she was sleeping with some confetti sprinkles in the sun.
Did you say bachelorette party decoration?
Bachelorette party decoration. Guess the shape.
Like a rocket.
Covered tan line over her butt for a week.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, should have done the dishes. You wouldn't have had to wear a one piece. Oh.
I love that.
Oh, wow. Oh, what a shape.
Carla said, went tubing all day, forgot sunscreen, took my sunglasses off, and looked like a reverse raccoon for a full week.
Oh, gosh.
My boss called me Zorro for a week.
Yep, looks like you got a mask on.
That is funny.
Oh, Kayla, I wore a crop top and low-rise shorts to Bourbon and Beyond last year, and I had a permanent memory of it burned into my midsection for a week, literally.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Lacey, I got a bad sunburn on my feet while wearing the flippy floppies. My feet looked like candy canes. Yeah, you got to be aware of the flip flops.
Yeah, for sure. Elizabeth.
When I was 17, we went on a family vacation, and I managed to get sunscreen everywhere except for the middle of my chest. And I had drip marks from the sunscreen for several years.
Years?
So the sun burned where the... like where the sunscreen wasn't.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then where the sunscreen had dripped down was like a tan line.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it like permanently changed the chemicals in your skin.
So something like that. But it was like a tattoo for a while.
Oh, wow. Oh, bless your heart.
Chrissy said on an educational trip to Mexico, kid in our group used spritz sunscreen, didn't rub it in. He was basically polka dotted.
Oh, no. Oh, bless his heart. Oh, got another text. Amanda says, I burnt my butt so bad last summer on vacation, I was unable to sit on my cheeks for 3 days.
Oh, no.
Made the drive home horrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, she might have had a little...
embarrassing
cheeky little bottom she was wearing.
Most embarrassing sunburn. Lacey said, got a bad sunburn on my feet while wearing flippy floppies, yes. She said.
we said that one. Tina says, I once got a one-shoulder tank top tan. Oh, that's the worst. I thought I was being cute in an asymmetrical shirt. Nope. Looked like I had a red seatbelt strap across my chest for 10 days.
Oh, no. I know.
Davey in college, my friend, wrote dork on my back and sunscreen. Walked around with that badge for 2 weeks.
Dork. Oh, shoot. That's funny. All right. These are good. These are
for
good.
Sarah, I got sunburned the day before being a bridesmaid. Strapless dress. Bright red chest. I looked like I was blushing the whole ceremony, and the pictures are a permanent reminder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least she didn't have, like, the strap marks, it sounds like. So that's true. She had, like, a strapless bathing suit on, so that's helpful.
Keith said, I once spent all day driving with my window down. Left side of my face, boiled tomato. Right side, porcelain doll. Terrible.
Yep. Oh, yes. You underestimate the fact that that can happen.
I was going to say, I've done that with my arm before.
Yes.
Like, arm hanging out the window.
Yep.
Like, one arm is one color, and the other arm is the other color.
Yep, you got to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Vanessa says, on vacation a few years ago, it was beach day, cloudy skies. I'll be fine without sunscreen, I said. Spoiler, I was not fine.
Right.
I looked like a crab boil attendee that had been boiled.
All right, lesson here, sunscreen, friends.
Sunscreen, even if it's not like you're going for a day at the pool or the beach, like you just need it every day.
All right, hang on. We'll get to one more. Candace. Not me, but a friend of mine, sure, Candace, went to a nudist resort.
No.
He wore a thong Speedo, burn his cheeks.
Oh,
he had a thong tan and a bright red butt the whole time at the clothing optional resort. They said they called him Hot A. Yeah, the whole time. That is funny.
I feel like there's way more stories to that story.
Like at a nudist? Could you imagine burning parts of your body that probably aren't used to being exposed to sun?
I mean, I guess it's a good thing he had some things covered. Could you imagine?
How awkward would it be to rub sunscreen on? Honey, can you get downstairs? All right, good stories. Thank you for that. You know what that is, right, Kelly?
Dialing up the internet in the day.
Back in the day, that actually prevented me from calling my future wife the first time she had given me her phone number. It's because my sister was using the internet.
Yeah,
it was on it was on the phone line, and I had to wait until she was off, and then by the time she was off, it was too late. And so I couldn't call her. Anyways, I bring that up because AOL announcing they are getting rid of their dial-up service next month. And thinking at this point, it's 2025. Who in their right mind is still going through this?
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. I had no idea that was a thing still.
Well, their monthly subscribers for dial-up are in the thousands now, where they were in the millions.
Right.
You know.
Because ain't nobody got time for that.
Right, right.
Anymore.
Mostly, I guess, it is for, connectivity, not everyday connectivity for like you and I. It's for like outposts or things like that that are in more remote areas.
Right.
That would
Alaska.
Yeah, that would maybe only get phone service. And so that dial up is what they would use rather than satellite or, cable or whatever.
The biggest example that pops in my brain is from The Proposal, starring Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds, when they're in Alaska and they have to go to a store. Mm-hmm. To get dial-up internet service. I had to go like pay for dial-up internet service.
Do you remember?
Because it's so remote.
Back in the day, so AOL used to send CDs, and it would be a free AOL trial on a CD that you would put in like your computer, and then you download the AOL software, and it would give you like a month of free internet service or something like 20 hours of free service. And to you or I now, you're like, that's not going to last me a day.
No, that is, that's not going to be, I'm going to run out.
But back in the day, that was like an entire month because you'd get on and all you do is check email or you do what something very, very, that wouldn't take a whole lot of time and you'd be off.
It wasn't all the things just yet.
Right, exactly. So, but yeah, they would send out these free AOL discs. And they would have stacks of them, like in stores, and they would send them to you in the mail and in magazines. They even put them in like boxes of cereal, where you could get like on the back of the box of cereal, you could get a free AOL disc. But now it's beginning September 30th, AOL's dial-up service is now going to be done.
Okay, then. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Harkens back to a day of the internet when it was just innocent.
When it was just innocent. What was the very first thing on the internet? Do we know? What is the first thing?
I remember what one of my AOL screen names was, the Doc21. And my roommate and I, we did it together because we were both in pre-med, remember? And we were in college. And so the Doc21... And we'd go in chat rooms and people be like, oh, what kind of doctor are you? And so we would pretend like we were already doctors. And that was kind of fun. So
yeah, the answer is not nearly as fun. I was looking for some sort of cat video and it just wasn't that.
Yeah, definitely not cat video. Because when you think about it, you're like, hey, what was the first thing ever put on YouTube? And it's like a dude at a zoo, you know, talking about an elephant. And it's like, all right, well, you know. That's not very exciting. So
maybe I should look at what was the first fun thing.
Fun thing.
The internet.
Okay.
And let's see what AI says. Hang on, still thinking. It's generating. Oh, pinpointing the first fun thing on the internet is tricky, as the concept of fun is subjective.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a very subjective question you're asking AI.
Right, so apparently the first, like, quote, message
uh-huh.
was sent in 1969.
Oh.
Some sort of ARPANET kind of a message.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, we don't need to continue. That's fine.
No. But we've had emoticons since 1982.
Perfect.
That's kind of what I'm thinking of.
All right. Well... The whole purpose is AOL, the dial-up internet is going away, and you're going to have to tell your grandma that you're going to have to, you know, upgrade to something new. She can keep her AOL at AOL.com. That's not going away.
Awesome.
Just the dial-up service. It's 99.7 DJX. Sorry, time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, so this is one of those things that you would think couldn't be a problem until it is a problem. And it's if you can manage to make it through the day without putting a piece of paper in your laptop, you're doing okay. And what I mean by that is like a laptop, you know how it shuts. If you like stick a little piece of paper or something like that just to store it almost like a briefcase, right? And shut it. This could happen.
I just opened up my laptop to the biggest jump scare of the century. When I put it on my bed, it was cracked. So I had this card placed inside my laptop with the screen closed. And apparently, the pressure from this piece of paper internally cracked my screen. I would have never thought that that could happen. Because I feel like I put a piece of paper when I'm writing notes. Am I an idiot? Is that common knowledge that you can't put a piece of paper in there?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would have never.
I didn't know that.
Exactly. Would have never thought that.
It is messed up.
I know.
It's messed up.
And it was a piece of paper. And so they're saying that it is sealed. Like the closing measurements are so exact for some laptops that if you put something inside and close the lid, it could damage your screen.
But literally, it's like a greeting card.
Right.
She put it on like the keyboard part.
Right.
Of it.
Right.
It's just it's a little thicker than a piece of paper, but it's literally like a greeting card.
Yeah.
And that can mess up the screen. So I didn't know that.
Still, you would think
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So again,
and then with one of the comments, Susie says, I have a $100 Chromebook that's at least 4 years old. I dropped it on the treadmill once and it catapulted into the wall and was fine. I don't feel like a car should ever cause that kind of damage. And somebody else says, oh, it's an apple. Of course it's going to break if a fly lands on it.
Right, 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 right. That's funny.
Oh, the shaded apple.
We'll tweet out the video. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, a little setting the bar, a little warning, if you will. Like, wow. Not something I would have ever thought.
Nope. I was 8 years old when I learned that.
Not something I would ever thought that we would have to deal with. But here we are. If you can manage to make it through the day without putting a greeting card or a piece of paper or something like that in your laptop and cracking it, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. You can't use your laptop like a folder.
Nope. That's
your
stuff. Yeah, that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX. So that's Golden Huntrix from the K-pop Demon Hunters on 99.7 EJX. Kelly,
it's phenomenon. If you haven't taken a deep dive into it,
I haven't. No, I haven't. I've seen.
And how have you not? Zoe's turned you onto it, hasn't she?
No.
Like at first, when my daughter Ava started, she's just like, "Mom, I love this. It's my favorite movie."
Okay.
K-pop Demon Hunters. I was like, "What? Demon what?"
Right.
And I was really skeptical about what the heck she's watching.
Right. What are you watching, then, Missy?
Yes. And then she played me some songs first. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you're a sucker for a good song.
Oh, I love me some catchy pop sugary goodness.
Yeah.
And that's what this is.
Okay.
I mean, they are bangers. Listen. And it's a beautifully done animated movie. Like, it's all kind of, you know, set, it's like an anime kind of a look.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 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 They all have that look for sure.
Yes,
and
it's a trio. Huntrix is a trio of ladies who kind of double
hunt
as
demon
hunters. Exactly.
Okay.
Saving the world.
Sure.
And their fans don't know that.
Oh.
But the lead, Rumi, she is also half demon.
So it's kind of like
hiding that from
Hannah Montana?
Maybe. Well, a little. Kind of.
Like a double life sort of thing?
Even her bandmates don't know that.
Oh.
And then, so then the demons are like, we gotta fight them with, you know, like one of the demon hotties. It sounds weird.
Demon hotties?
He's a demon hottie. But he kind of comes up. He's like, well, why don't we, like, form a band? And then we can fight them with our music.
Oh, wow.
Demon's like, yeah, great idea.
Okay.
They make a boy band out of demons and their hotties. So very BTS.
Yeah, boy band versus girl band sort of thing.
And but then, you know, there's a little bit of a love connection kind of.
Okay.
But it's like, it's so well done. Like, it's such a great movie. Like, I see so many people online talking about how they're sobbing. Like, they cry.
Sobbing?
Yes, they cry over this movie.
Okay.
It's that good. And the whole soundtrack is great. We should play all the songs.
Okay.
Especially Free. The love theme is amazing.
All right. Well, I guess that's the first trio, girl group trio to
play the whole album, though. We need to play the whole soundtrack.
Number one since Destiny's Child.
Yeah, because it's that good.
Yeah. So
these singers behind the voices are amazing. They are amazing. Do a deep dive. Find all the videos. They're all out there.
All right.
So good.
It's 99.7 DJX. So that's...
Watch it today. That's your homework. Watch it today.
Okay.
And there's going to be like a sing-along version coming to theaters. You can watch it on Netflix, but they're going to have a sing-along in theaters.
Well, that's probably necessary.
Probably.
How popular this is.
Yes.
All right. It's 99.7 EJX. Miss anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. Obviously, all eyes are going to be on tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, as Taylor Swift is going to join the New Heights podcast. That is Jason and Travis Kelce's podcast. And I don't know what they're going to talk about. I mean, they're going to, she dropped the album on the tease for the podcast. So that's not what they're going to be like spending all their time talking about.
No, they're got to be diving into, you know, if I'm Jason, I am probing to try to find things that Taylor can roast Travis about.
Sure. Absolutely. I think that'd be wonderful.
That's got to be top of the list
of
what he's going to ask.
So, with these podcasts that they put out for New Heights, a lot of times they have several guests on. Do you think they put anyone on with Taylor?
No, she has to be the whole episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
She has to be the whole episode.
Yeah, could you imagine? All right, thanks, Taylor, for coming in. All right, now up next, Tobey Maguire.
No, unless they bring in her mom or something.
Right.
Or her dad or one of their parents.
Sure.
Like, it's got it. That's the only thing that's going to work. You dedicate the whole episode.
Sure. Sure. Taylor. Yeah. So that's tomorrow, 7 o'clock, as she has already announced her TS12, The Life of a Showgirl, coming out later this year, October 13th release. Apparently, according to some, that's when they're going to be shipping the album. That's not necessarily the release of the album. So when is the 13th? The 13th is
my birthday.
Well, okay, yes. 13th is a Monday. So maybe they're looking for the 14th for it to be released. It's probably going to be that week, if not the 13th. Yeah. So, that was the big news late last night, 12 o'clock on August 12th on 99.7 DJX. And the Swifties are just diving into all sorts of, she's already been dropping Easter eggs. This is going to be crazy. She's been telling us this all along, going back with stuff. And apparently she's not going to be working with Jack Antonoff this album. And instead, Max Martin, who's brought you Backstreet Boys hits, NSYNC hits, Britney Spears hits, hits from Taylor Swift and Reputation in 1989, hits from Adele, Tyo Cruz, Katy
Hits on
Pitt.
Hits on hits.
Yeah.
Bangers only.
That's right. Maroon 5, Justin Timberlake, all that. So. All right. What else? What are we missing, Kelly?
I think that's it. That's it. I mean, what more is there other than hearing that Taylor is going to be on the New Heights podcast with Travis? Do you care about anything else?
Yes, tomorrow night. So
yeah. There you go.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you then.
Okay. Bye.